afternoon, I'm Maeve Ryan with the latest news, sport and weather. Starting with national news, the trial for the murder of a Luxembourg resident in Portugal in August 2021 began yesterday at the Luxembourg District Court. The victim's former partner is accused of poisoning him with insecticide during the trip. Three members of the accused's family are also facing charges for allegedly helping her dispose of his body in a river located roughly halfway between Lisbon and Porto. The Ministry of Health has launched a new prevention campaign to address respiratory infections expected to rise during the autumn and winter months. In 2024, the flu season was particularly severe, peaking at over 2,500 cases per week. The flu vaccine is available free of charge with a doctor's prescription in pharmacies across Luxembourg, with October deemed the ideal month to avail of it. Luxembourg-born EU Commissioner for Agriculture Christoph Hansen said national farmers will not lose 20% of their funding under the reformed EU-wide policies, as claimed by critics. Hansen addressed Luxembourg's parliament yesterday to clarify the impact of the upcoming common agricultural policy reforms. He told members that the new system will provide more flexibility and less bureaucracy, with greater room for national decision-making. In world news, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy is due to start his five-year prison sentence today. France's right-wing leader from 2007 to 2012 was found guilty last month of seeking to acquire funding from Muammar Gaddafi's Libya for the campaign that saw him elected. He will serve the sentence in La Santé prison in Paris. And Indonesia signed an agreement today to repatriate a British grandmother on death row for more than a decade on drugs charges. Lindsay Sandiford, who was in her late 60s, was sentenced to death on the island of Bali in 2013 after she was convicted of trafficking drugs. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to today.lu. The chess world has been plunged into mourning following the sudden death of prominent US Grandmaster Daniel Naroditsky. The International Chess Federation paid tribute to the 29-year-old, saying his influence extended far beyond the chessboard. And in football, Nottingham Forest have appointed Sean Dyche as their new head coach on a deal until 2027, the Premier League club announced today. The 54-year-old former Burnley and Everton boss has replaced Ange Postecoglou after the Australian was sacked on Saturday following just 40 days in charge at the City Ground. For more sports stories, check out today.lu. And it's a typical autumn afternoon out there, cloudy and mild, with the potential for some sunny spells. We may have some occasional light showers. There is a moderate breeze of between 10 and 20 kilometres per hour with an afternoon high of 14 degrees.